day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
The beef cattle industry has been my career, and I hope to see you April 23rd, 24th at the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you. You know, markets, genetics, life, profit, and stress-free cattle handling will all be on the agenda. Learn from the industry's leading experts like Temple Grandin and Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert. Register now at 806-323-9114. 323-9114. 323-9114.
All right, welcome back. Light trade seen throughout the entire complex today with prices focused on firm nearby lean hog market losses. Hog traders were adjusting their positions today following the $10 per hundredweight rally seen over last week. This is adding limited interest to the cattle market as prices remain mixed today. Corn futures were lower today in light trade. May corn futures about 1.5 cent lower. Stock markets were lower today in light trade as well, with the Dow Jones 126 points lower, NASDAQ down 10 points. Over in live cattle today, initial early morning pressure here on Monday has opened the door for additional buyer support to move into the complex. April futures held a moderate 55-cent loss due to traders rolling their positions to June and August contract months. The rest of the complex is steady to moderately higher as the focus has moved to building beef demand and the potential to spark additional underlying support throughout the entire complex. Box beef cutouts were higher today, 30 cents higher in select and up $2.20 per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 63 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, limited direction seen throughout the entire complex, with traders backing away from pressure seen Friday as markets were mixed in a narrow range. Prices wandering higher and lower though throughout the day, with limited direction or trade interest moving into the market. Feeder cattle traders though continue to closely focus on the mixed direction of the live cattle trade, as well as shifts in outside market direction, which may add increased overall uncertainty throughout the complex. Meanwhile, in grains, corn trade was fractionally lower today with lightly mixed trade to start the week off. Soybean trade 1 to 3 cents higher, with trade seeing light buying on trade progress and easing of South American harvest pressure. Meal $1.50 to $2.50 higher, and oil 20 to 30 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 1 to 4 cents higher, with spring wheat leading and winter wheat firming back from overnight weakness.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.